That's true. My name is Jordan. I'm an alcoholic. I guess I don't have horns, so that narrows it down for you. Good Lord, what am I doing up here? I don't know. I'm really grateful that Joe asked me to speak tonight. I was told by a really respected member of Alcoholics Anonymous I look up to. He said, Jordan, anybody that volunteers in a meeting to share usually has nothing to say, and they'll take 20 minutes to prove that to you. I had just finished volunteering and doing just that before he told me that, and we didn't attend the same meeting, so I knew that was kind of like God speaking through him. So I'm going to speak up here with pride tonight, knowing that I was asked. Let's see. I'm here tonight at this meeting. I'm here tonight sober as a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. Through the grace of God, through this program, and by the action that I take on a daily basis, as outlined in the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. My father told me a long time ago that he's like, you start going to AA, Jordan, it's going to really mess up your drinking. He was right. I don't think there was a time out after I had come in and out of AA that there was something, not only did I know there's something off about my drinking, but I knew that there was like something off. Because I wasn't in AA. I didn't understand what AA had to offer. But I guess I kind of thought that I'd go to the meetings, some magic would happen, and I'd sit and, you know, I would get sober somehow. But I went, I didn't really understand. I remember the first AA meeting that I went to for myself, because I'd been kind of, you know, dragged around with my dad for a long time as he went in and out himself, and I think I was about 17, and I walked in, had no idea this girl that I had met on MySpace at the time, I think. She said, we went to elementary school together, said, that's great, so obviously this is a segue for me to ask you to come to my apartment and get drunk with me and my friends. She did. She lasted for a whole 45 minutes. In that 45 minutes, she had collected enough data to assume that I was an alcoholic and I should probably go get help. Again, that was one of those signs. I knew that I was drinking differently. My mom remarried when I was a freshman in high school. We moved kind of very suddenly. My mom finally got like that stable husband that she wanted. You know, the backyard, the jacuzzi, the dog, and this idea that she'd always wanted to be grown up in apartments, my father being an alcoholic, you know, very unstable, whatever it was. And I just want to make it very clear, I got some daddy issues, but that's not why I drank and did what I did. I was a mom trying to raise a guy. You know, I ran and I did what I wanted to do, and I was always a follower. Let's put it that way. I was a chameleon. I matched your cadence. I matched your vocabulary. I went where you wanted to go. I just kind of held onto your pocket, you know, and wherever we were going, I'm going. It's funny because he's laughing because he knows what I mean. I got like Spotify, I got like this fancy phone, it's like a big upgrade. I had like an Obama phone for a long time, and then I was like, I've got a respectable job and like some money in my pocket, so I'm going to like get a phone that I want to use and I can call a Lyft and not have to not get a Lyft because it won't connect. So I did that, and I got this application, Spotify, and I was like, I realized for the first time, like, I have no idea what kind of music I want to listen to. I don't know what I like. I don't know who I am. I don't know because I've always just listened to what you wanted to listen to, and Alcoholics Anonymous has helped me to start to find my identity. I've been trying to get this deal and stay sober and be sane, reasonably sane and productive in my life since that day I was 17. Went into that meeting and they told me I wasn't crawling in on my knees yet, so it's like, well, what? Yeah, you're right, whatever that means, so I just turned around. From that point to here, I believe that I've gone through every experience that I've gone through to get to where I'm at today. I've learned a little bit each time that I've come in and stuck longer and longer, because every time I went back out, the spree drinking it turned into just that, spree drinking. Towards the end, it was hitting my knees on a Friday night, not really knowing, like, I was like, okay, well, I really want to go out tonight, but I really want to be able to come back on Sunday so I can go to work. But I didn't know, like, if that was going to be able to happen. I didn't know if I was going to be able to pull it off. I didn't really know if where I was going to end up, because that's just what started to happen with the progressive nature of my illness. What I didn't understand is that I was sick. It wasn't just like a lack of willpower. Like, it takes a lot of willpower to be an alcoholic of my type and to keep drinking. I'm pretty strong in that regard. To wake up and to go to the depths that alcohol took me, like, it became my master. I would wake up in hotels with strange men because I needed to get loaded. Not really into guys, but if you're, you know, $20 is $20, right? I did things, I said things. I became a person that I never wanted to be as a result of drinking and, dry goods. I didn't understand this is a program of action. I didn't understand that I couldn't just go to meetings and stay. I'm not the kind of guy that, like, just goes to meetings and I make it. I get sicker spiritually. Stark raving mad is like a summary of, it was me in a nutshell, dry. It doesn't take long for me for that to happen whenever you take alcohol out of the solution for me, because that's my solution to my problems. And so when I come to San Diego by way of a treatment center, I told my family, like, hey, I'm not coming back. I came with a bag of clothes. I left a really promising career. I left a car, an apartment that I had just re-signed a lease on. And I was convinced that this time, after as long as I've been coming in and out and I had almost lost my life, I was convinced that if I went back, I was going to lose all that, and it didn't really matter anyway. So if I was going to start over, I might as well do it somewhere I wanted to be. Parents didn't really get that. I don't know that they still do. I think they just knew that I was a free spirit, and like I didn't want to get trapped in Texas forever. So welcome from Austin. It's not going to be the same, you know, when you go back. That's my experience. I love the life that I have today. I'm super grateful for the life that I have today. I took a job out in El Centro, and it's weird, like, I first get here, I have, like, no keys to anything, and now it's like I have a key to two apartments, I have a car. Random people trust me to live in their home on a weekly basis. I have friends that greet me, that text me, that want to, like, know how I'm doing, and I can respond and do the same thing. My grandfather called me today. I called my grandfather back. I got 2 minutes. Thank you. I can't stress to you, like, if you're new in this deal, like if you knew what your life would look like on this other side of this 12 steps, like, you'd be on it, you know, like, white on rice. I can't really put into words what this program has done for me, because I always thought it was about the material stuff, the, like, getting the life back together. Like, this is what's going to make me happy. Being able to function, like, on a normal basis, like, that's what's going to do it for me. Like, but I'd never thought that it was going to be going and being of service and carrying a message to Alcoholics Anonymous. It's going to make me, like, skip and feel like I'm on cloud nine, like, talking about being drunk to other people and how I didn't, you know, how I don't drink anymore. It's through these 12 steps. I don't know. I have a life beyond my wildest imagination. Like, I live in San Diego, California, like, maybe one of the most beautiful places in the world. Like, I'm learning how to surf. I have a car that I can, like, drive to wherever, like, I want to go now. I have a car that's nice. It's weird. Like, people want to live with me. I can't take credit for any of it, really. Like, I do the footwork, and God takes care of the heavy lifting. It just kind of gives me chills. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that corny guy that's like, it works if you work it. Like, it really, really works. It really does. Stick around long enough to find out for yourself. Do the work. I'm a firm believer that, like, if I can do this, like, as imperfectly as I do, and it still works, like, it can work for anybody, because I'm the kind of alcoholic that drinks no matter what. I go to meetings and I get sicker. My life is a direct result of what it looks like to walk through the steps and get as honest with myself as I possibly can and do everything that as best as I can, that the steps require of us for the successful completion of getting sober. So that's all I got. Thank you.